Good morning for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Tuesday, November 11th, 2014. Dr. Craig Spencer has a clean bill of health. He's the doctor who was treated for Ebola at Bellevue. Spencer tested positive for the virus on October 23rd, just days after returning from treating patients in Guinea with Doctors Without Borders. Dr. Spencer was treated in a specially designed isolation unit at Manhattan's Bellevue Hospital, a designated Ebola treatment center. Last week, his condition was upgraded from serious to stable. There were reports he was playing a banjo. His fiancée and two friends were initially quarantined but then released. They are being actively monitored along with hundreds of others. Officials will hold a news conference at Bellevue Hospital later this morning. In West Africa, the outbreak of Ebola continues. The World Health Organization says it needs more beds in Ebola treatment centers. They have only about 22% of what they need. Mayor de Blasio and Commissioner Bratton announced changes in marijuana enforcement policy. Effective November 19th, NYPD officers may issue a summons rather than arrest someone for up to 25 grams of marijuana, less than an ounce of marijuana in open view. Persons smoking or burning marijuana in public are still subject to arrest.
I have made a decision based on extensive discussion with my leadership team that this is beneficial to the department, beneficial, I think, to some citizens of this city who would be arrested other than now being summoned.
NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton.
Benefits to the department is I save an awful lot of arrest processing time for an offense that when it gets before the prosecutor and the judge, oftentimes nothing happens. Meantime, I'm also paying for overtime costs for an officer to be in court while that's occurring. So from a management perspective, there are great benefits.
According to the NYCLU in Brooklyn and Manhattan, it's blacks who are more than nine times more likely than whites to be arrested for possessing marijuana. And marijuana possession arrests can ruin a person's life. It drives thousands of young men of color into the criminal justice system. Bill de Blasio.
When an individual is arrested, even for the smallest possession of marijuana, it hurts their chances to get a good job. It hurts their chances to get housing. It hurts their chances to qualify for a student loan. It can literally follow them the rest of their lives and saddle young people with challenges that for many are very, very difficult to overcome. This is obviously not our intention. Our intention is to help all New Yorkers, particularly get our young people on the right track and avoid these unnecessary consequences.
But if it's just a shift in discriminatory policing, then this isn't reform. That's according to Priscilla Gonzalez. She's a spokesperson for Communities United for Police Reform. She said there's a long way to go before we see an improved and non-discriminatory NYPD. If marijuana ticketing targets black and brown New Yorkers, it will only perpetuate racial profiling and discriminatory policing. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. In international news, survivors are describing the latest attack by suspected Boko Haram militants, this one at a high school in northern Nigeria. They say a suicide bomber disguised in a school uniform hid the explosions in a backpack and entered a hall where some 2,000 students had gathered. They were there for a weekly assembly. A 17-year-old being treated for head wounds says the explosion was deafening and it blew him off his feet, sending other students screaming and running. Hospital records show 48 bodies and many body parts were brought to the morgue. Hospital workers say 79 students were admitted, many with serious injuries that may require amputations. The hospital was so overcrowded that some patients have been crammed two into a bed. Soldiers rushed to the scene but were chased away by a stone-throwing crowd angry at the military's inability to halt the five-year Islamic insurgency. It has targeted schools and killed thousands. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is condemning the bombing and says the militants' relentless attacks on children and schools are attacks on the future of Nigeria. Boko Haram's name means Western education is sinful in the local language. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. When it comes to the issue of net neutrality, the White House is coming down on the side of consumer activists. They're afraid that if internet providers are allowed to charge more money to Netflix and other big sources of content to make sure their material is put on the fast track, consumers would face slower download speeds and higher costs. President Obama wants federal regulators to prohibit those arrangements. Republicans and the nation's cable giants are denouncing the White House position. They're saying it will kill jobs. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas tweeted that net neutrality is, in his words, Obamacare for the internet. An association representing content providers like Netflix, Twitter, eBay, and Google is applauding Obama's statement. Netflix says it's consumers, not broadband gatekeepers, who should be the ones to pick winners and losers on the internet. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.